Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From Autosport.com and Autosport Magazine, I'm Martin Lee, and this is the Autosport Podcast. Alpine concluded launch season with an event which lasted as long as a rain delay at Spa, but fear not, we watched the whole thing so you don't have to. They even carved out time to thank the CEO's mum, I kid you not, and their official lubrication partner. Good to know Otmar doesn't chafe. But anyway, are we all pretending the internet didn't show us this car already on Valentine's Day on those spy shots? All right, let's pretend then. I'm Martin Lee, host of the Autosport Podcast, joined by our own Matt Q, who just sat through the whole thing. I mean, at least you, with a water sponsor, you weren't at risk of getting dehydrated. Let's take this seriously. Matt, what have you learned from seeing not one, but two cars on stage?
Well, Martin, I don't think this gig is as salubrious as you make up. I've had to stand through that, and I've not been offered water, but I'll make sure I'll make my way over to the bar in a bit. What have we seen on stage? Well, Alpine obviously run as two livery things, so the pink car, don't be hoodwinked, that doesn't give much terrain, that's a show car. And then the blue car is 90%, we're 90% sure it's the 2022 car as opposed to the one they ran at Silverstone, but it just hasn't stopped Matt Harmon from a technical side giving a sort of a thorough talk through. So there's a lot of influencer and commercial guests here who I think their patience or concentration is being strained when they talk about the reworked plenum and the heat rejection package, but I think there's a lot to take from it. And depending on how much you want to read into tone and body language at launches, you've had McLaren talk about realism and the Sabres talk about their first upgrade package 6 or 7 races in the season. You know, they're slow burners. That's not filling us with confidence. They're doing a lot. But Alpine, the talk is good that, you know, they're not reinventing the wheel or whatever to close up to Red Bull and Mercedes and Ferrari. They just know that if they can be incrementally better than last year and out develop anyone, and they'll at least get some closer. So, you know, 254 deficit they've got to close up. They know they've got their 100 race target to win championships, but they're not going to close up in one winter, and they know that. And so it's therefore a bit of a positive buzz. I think they're happy with where the car's at in terms of shaving weight off it and repackaging it. And, you know, the order of the day is evolution with their car concept, which validates everything. So, you know, they might only be fighting for fourth again, but if it's a lot closer to Ferrari, Red Bull, Mercedes, you know, they keep making those incremental steps, you know, fewer and fewer silver bullets in F1, then perhaps this positive season lies in store.
Yeah, Otmar made the point that a good year would be, well, the same again, but just a little bit better, nearer third and further from fifth. We should point out, for anyone watching this, you might have sussed that the F1 team are in a swanky London nightclub, but if you're listening to the audio version of this, you're thinking, what's the noise? It's because that's the venue they chose for this. Much has been said, written, speculated, Matt, on the relationship between Ocon and Gasly. How do they get on at their first big, major public engagement together?
Yeah, for fans of the venue, it's Printworks of London, where the chase out of Elliot Carver's News Corp was filmed in Tomorrow Never Dies. So But and if you want some more, if you want me to tie that in for you, Martin, the lead female in that was Michelle Yeoh, who's of course married to former FIA president John Todd. So come full circle there. In terms of how they got on, there is a couple of jibes about height in their relationship going back to karting. That first sort of major public engagement flows to, and obviously much has been written, said, speculated on their relationship. A small side note, when they were announced as teammates, someone sent the Gazin pad messages to confirm just how great their relationship was. And usually if you're reaching out just to sort of control the narrative in that sense, probably means that it's not the bygones aren't complete bygones. There's still a bit going on behind the surface. But obviously all went smoothly tonight, seemed quite excited. I would say in a post-Alonso here, a bit more harmonious going on behind the scenes. The slumber to drivers for maintaining that was going well, but I should expect everyone towed the party line tonight, so it was all smooth. Smooth start to their relationship.
Well, a couple of days ago, McLaren talked of realism. That's the word they used with the MCL60 and implied a slow start. Maybe they were talking down at other people's expectations. But what's the tone from their biggest rival Alpine then?
Positive, actually. They've talked quite a thorough tour of the car and the updates from Matt Harmon and the technical package and sort of how to revise the rear suspension to take weight out of the car. And, you know, that's fairly transparent, which is good. But obviously Alpine, you know, as Alonso made plain last year, their biggest Achilles heel was on reliability. You know, the pace was there. And, you know, Alonso was arguing that we're streets ahead of McLaren. It would have been a battle for fourth if my car had worked. Obviously McLaren can come back at that and said if we'd had a teammate to Lando Norris that could have scored similar points, then it would have been a much closer contest. But anyway, reliability was a big thing that they worked on. So rather than having like shrink-wrapped bodywork, you know, that famous coat bottle design, they've actually sort of loosened the belt, if you like, just so they're not so up against it on the cooling package. And the rest of it is evolution, what they've done around the nose, refining suspension, more aggressive with the side pods, with the radiator question. So they're almost not quite as extreme as Ferrari's has, but the indents on the top and then also the red one undercut. So obviously this design, the new ground effects here was really pleasing last season is the design differentiation. You are getting a bit of that convergence this year already. But, you know, they're picking from the best, if you like, so they can move up the order. And there's none of that realism at all. They're saying, you know, what we want here is to be the best team at development. And actually, to be fair to Alpine, certainly their latter half upgrades from Singapore onwards, you know, the steps they took forward were significant. So are they being overly bold and ambitious by saying we can outdevelop Red Bull and Mercedes in the proven quantities? Perhaps. But then again, this isn't, you know, like you say, the McLaren or Mercedes body language is playing from the start. So as long as they're not figs of opening, hopefully they're going to get their fingers burnt, then you're not saying it's positive steps.
Yeah, it's a good point. Otmar made that on stage as well, that not only have you got to close the gap to the top three, but you've got to develop faster to overtake them. Also, I want to talk about how Alpine are rightly proud of their Race Her program to promote young women in racing. Today, though, was all about girls in karting. And Matt, it's really great they gave those young racers their own time on stage. What did you see?
Absolutely. I think that's a critical point. Like you say, is that they're in karting. They on stage, they threw to Esteban Ocon, who's saying, I've been racing karts since I was four. And credit where credit was due for W Series and all the brilliant stuff it did. But when you're, you know, starting the process at 16, 17, it's too low to compete with, you know, to offset the balance of boys have been competing since they were, you know, so young. So it's brilliant to see that initiative and where it's starting up. I think, you know, it's not a token gesture. The fact that it was half an hour of the hour-long presentation was directed towards Race Her to put some flesh on the bones of the announcement of the system last year. And as Otmar said, you know, Formula One is about closing the gap to the big teams. And, you know, with cost caps and aerodynamic testing restrictions, there's fewer areas where you can sort of really take big strides forward. But Alpine or any F1 team for that matter, if they're male orientated and therefore precluding 50% of the population, then they're for eliminating, you know, 50% of the most talented engineers, the 50% of the most talented drivers. And it sounds silly, but now it makes sense when you put it like that. And it's a brilliant initiative, and it was great to see it get so much time and sort of such a warm reception from here in the room. The fact it was promoted by academy drivers at Alpine, Sophia Flash from Formula 3 and Abby Fulling, who obviously raced in W Series and will now be going into F1 Academy. And it's all sort of being led by an ambassador, Nicola Adams, who obviously, you know, Olympic gold winning boxing sporting icon, Strictly Come Dancing dancer, I think, and just, you know, she's got great mentality. She was talking about, you know, how she's got the heart of the lioness and what she can provide as a mentor to those drivers. So yeah, fantastic initiative and seems to be going about things the right way. I think F1 with its push for female equality can have too many. One team has one program, another team has another program. W Series, F1 Academy, they've got the same goal, but none of them are working together, which is a shame, and that needs to be addressed. But of the team initiatives, Racer has got to be right up there from the get-go.
Absolutely. Well, look, this was the final car launch of 2023 in terms of spectacle and format. We can see behind you, it's just starting to quieten down a little bit more. How did it compare to the others that you've been to?
Different venue. So less of the well-trimmed hedges that Williams had and no sort of classic car in the lobby. I'm a James Bond fan, so the fact we're on a bit of a Tomorrow Never Dies set is very good. Obviously, nothing quite like Ferrari. That's obviously one testing. But, you know, industrial setting under the lights, big congregation, you know, it sort of really reminded me of one of those late 90s McLaren launches. And that's sort of the era of F1 we're getting back to in terms of star-studdedness. The fact we had Nicola Adams and Zinedine Zidane on stage, I mean, that's cool, football fan or not, that's mega. So to have that sort of star-studded lineup sort of says about where Formula One is at this point. So as a last launch, star-studded, even if we lacked a car and track, but towards the top end, I would say, especially as they've got a free bar.
We'll let you go. Hey, have you got your passport ready for Bahrain next week?
Absolutely. Passport, media pass, visa, everything. They have to let me in, surely.
Well, there we go. Launch season is over. Next, we fly to Bahrain. The Autosport F1 team will be on the ground for all 3 days, ear to the ground, as always, bringing you the complete analysis online in the magazine, here on the channel as well. So if you're not subscribed, you know where I'm going with this. Click that subscribe button now so you never miss a show. Right, so you've seen all 10 cars now. What do you think looks good? And maybe who do you think might be hiding their secrets best? We'd love to hear from you in the comments below. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you on the next one.
Podcast Network.